Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Henry Bateman and Zita Hansel with the Twin Cities Mayor's Committee on Disabilities. Henry serves as treasurer on the committee and Zita is vice chair. Thank you both for joining us today.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. The 30th anniversary dinner and awards program coming up. So, Zita, if you would, tell us about the event that is on the way and what it will feature.
Well, the event takes place this coming Tuesday, the 20th, at the Monroe Civic Center, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m., and we are going to award some of the wonderful citizens of Monroe and West Monroe for all the wonderful things that they've done to help those with disabilities in our community. And we are also going to award some other individuals with scholarships to help them continue their education. And we're going to have some entertainment by Naomi Carroll and, you know, some piano time and dinner, and it's going to be a good time.
With all of that going involved, these are really two different aspects of the committee, I guess, with the scholarship program and the awards as well. How long has that been going on?
The committee has been in place for 30 years. This is our 30th anniversary. And the awards dinner has, this is our 25th awards dinner this year. So we've been doing it for a long time.
Henry, how did the committee come about? Because you are dealing with the mayors and having a chance to keep lines of communication open with them. How did the whole idea with the committee come about?
That's correct. We were chartered by, we were a state charter. Every city, every major city in Louisiana is supposed to have a mayor's committee to liaison and collaborate with the cities on issues like architectural barriers and different things, parking, handicap parking. We have a barriers committee, and we have a barriers chairman that we work with the Twin City mayors, Mayor Norris and Mayor Mayo, with issues that might affect people with disabilities in the two cities.
How long have you been with the committee?
A long time, 15 years.
What are some of the different projects and accomplishments you know, that the committee has played a part in assisting those with special needs?
Right now, our biggest accomplishment is the college scholarships. They're $1,500 a year. They're available up to 4 years for a bachelor's. That's a $6,000 scholarship if you maintain your eligibility. We've helped graduate PhDs, kids with masters, just excellent students, helping them. This is a cash scholarship. It doesn't have to be used for books. It can be used for car repairs, gasoline, food. Mm-hmm. But these are great scholarships, and we're real proud of the sponsors in our community that help us make it possible.
Zita, serving as vice chair, how did you become involved with the committee? How did that come about?
Well, actually, Henry's wife and I worked together, and she suggested that I come and at least go to one of the meetings to see what it's about. When before I moved here, I worked very closely with folks with both physical and developmental disabilities, and so this sounded like it was something that I'd be really interested in. And I went to one meeting, and I was hooked, and I haven't left. I'm not going anywhere. So, yeah.
So, some of the awards that'll be handed out in recognition of different individuals, and they obviously have played a part in some role with the committee.
They have. It's because the way the nominations work for the awards themselves is we contact a lot of people in our community, whether it be individuals, we do businesses, and we put out there on our website and in the paper and everything, and we get nominations from other people within the community, and then our committee goes over them, and that's how we come to, you know, kind of decide who gets what award. And we're giving 8 awards this year, 7 awards. I believe it's 7. Mm-hmm. 7 awards this year, so it's going to be terrific.
Henry, with a committee like the Twin Cities Mayor's Committee on Disabilities, how does the committee benefit the community? What are a couple of the ways that just really stand out in the way this helps the community?
Well, as I said, we liaison with the mayor's offices in the two cities. They work with us. We work with them. We've been fortunate. We've gotten some funding for the two cities this year. Mayor Mayo was able to provide several scholarships. The architectural barriers are some of the biggest issues we face. Mm-hmm. Parking, the handicapped parking. We also do referrals. People come to us and say, "How do I reach this agency or that agency, and I need some help in this area or that area," and we can guide them where they need to go.
What can you share as far as like having a committee like this here in Monroe and West Monroe, a specific committee designed to be in communication and correspondence with the mayors, as opposed to maybe other cities that only have representative organizations that, you know, they just try to get the word out and try to be keep the lines of communication open?
Well, with a committee, you have many voices toward one goal. An individual can achieve things, but it's very difficult if you're one voice out there in the wilderness. We're a way for people to, we're all volunteers, come join us, make your voice heard at city government.
Zena, tickets are available for the event coming up next Tuesday, 6:00 at the Monroe Civic Center.
Yes.
How can someone find out about getting a ticket?
You can go to our website, which is tcmcd.com. And tickets are available there. You can also call FastServe Medical at 396-3366. And you can get tickets that way as well.
And again, providing entertainment for the event?
Entertainment. Naomi Carroll, she's absolutely wonderful. And she's agreed to be there for us. Her husband, Marty, is going to be one of our speakers. You know, and would you mind if I went through a list of the award winners? Do we have time for that?
Actually, we have to get things wrapped up.
Okay.
But we certainly invite you to visit the website, because I'm sure they'll have the winners listed
there.
They
will. They definitely will.
All right. Sounds good. Zena Hansel and Henry Bateman, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.